K and BWB 2CSC.
Delta Papa Zulu, go ahead.
Hi now, how are you?
You got a call, I'll talk to you. You don't have a call, I won't talk to you.
My call is K6DPZ.
Don't waste my time, K6DPZ clear.
Oh, why are you insulting?
Friend, I'm not being insulted. Give me your call. Fuck you. Don't give me your call. I'm not going to waste my time. Do I make myself clear or should I spell it out?
Spell it out. I'm sorry, now.
Moron.
Which one?
WB2CSC.
One more around here, is this? Don't you agree now? That's just you, a moron! Who's a moron?
My friend, don't identify with my call. I'm recording it. I'm going to get a voice print. I'm sending it to the FCC. EPZ clear. Don't play games with me, kid.
Shut up! You record my asshole! This is K6DPZ. 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 K6DPZ.
N2MB, kilowatt 6, zebra. N2EO, case Delta, Papa. Not enough power to go over you, don't waste. Thank you. Barry, are you out there? What about you, Richie? Oh, I can't. Video test, 133. test. I'm listening. Microwave, I know when I'm being covered. Especially you're playing games. Eric, if you hear me, what? Let's go see. You turn it back. K6 is the down. Heard somebody calling me. Give me a call.
Tonight at 8:30 WQVL repeater system.
AQKNB WB2ZSE.
Hi, WB2ZSE, K2KNB. Good morning, Steve.
Hello. What's going on?
Not much. Just, literally getting unpacked from Florida. We do laundry down there, so at least I don't have that burden when I get back up here. But, it's fine. And the weather's not terrible, you know. It's, I don't know what it is. It must be high 40s this morning or something like that, so there was not a tremendous transition.
Yeah, I got an outdoor location. I've got to do a service call. I had to go pick up some wire. And I'm just trying to get it done before the bad weather sets in. My thermostat is 53. It must be like 48 degrees now.
Yeah, that's what I figured, because when I took the dog out in the morning, I thought it was going to be much colder than it was, but it was actually fairly comfortable. I didn't look at the weather report. Are they expecting snow in the next couple of days?
They're talking maybe flurries, judging by what they're describing is out there.
Yeah, I think I caught the tail end of a weather report. The problem was I couldn't remember if it was when I had already come back up here or when I was in Florida. Because in Florida, they talk about a cold front coming in and the temperature drops to 50 degrees.
I understand. They're a little weather-centric there.
Yeah, I wonder if we can get this guy with the queer voice there. I did have a beat on him, actually, before I went. All right, no problem. Just childish idiot. Okay. So, yeah, I know there's supposed to be some rain coming. Oh, God, it doesn't stop. All right, hold on a second, Steve. Catch a candy.
Okay, WB2ZSE.
Yeah, WB2ZSE, K2KNB.
Hi. Okay. I see everybody's catching up with you since last week. I'm sure your customers are too.
See, that's funny. Your audio wasn't clear. Do you have your car back now?
Yes, I do. I got it back Thursday morning. It snowed.
Okay, so I think you're probably too close to the microphone. I'm just not picking up everything that you're saying. Yeah, I did forget that we zeroed in on that voice. Actually, you did also at one time. Can you believe that? What's going on here? Stand by one. KQKAV.
KD2AMZ, KD2AMZ. Can I have a radio check? I'm doing a demo of ham radio here.
2IO1 for a quickie. Oceanside.
Success!
Hey, Jeff, KD2AMZ, Mike here. I'm giving a demonstration of ham radio to one of the guys on the job site. His name is Tommy. Want to say hello?
Success!
I've got you right now. I really can't. I just wanted to acknowledge you. This is N2ION. I'm in Oceanside, Long Island. Roger.
N2ION, KD2AMZ, 73. Thank you, Jeff. You've done what I really needed just so I could show the guy that's been working. KD2AMZ clear. Have a good one, buddy.
Perfect.
N2ION, K60TC. Can you call me, though? Jeff, could you go over to 805?
So Richard, I said to you, in the sense of many years, I stress policy and why not. He doesn't want to have any.
KMBWB2ZSE.
Yes, WB2ZSE, KMB.
Go. Steve is.
WB2ZSE, KMB.
Got a phone call I had to take, though. Didn't know how soon you came back.
Yeah, those phone calls will kill you, you know. Years with your personal pleasures. Crazy, man.
KMB, don't.
Yep, I understand. Anyway, I did manage to get almost all the way back up here on the North Shore.
Yeah, is that where the call is?
Neighborhood, over in Sea Cliff.
Oh, that's cool. That's always a little bit out of the way.
You know, you gotta go where things are broken.
Yeah, we had this guy in Florida that used to sign in, haven't heard him for a while. His whole schedule changed, but he was a fairman for Best Buy, I think. And he'd go anywhere from, I believe, Port St. Lucie for sure, down to Fort Lauderdale. That was his territory. So he could be on the road an hour and a half just to get to a service call.
Yeah, well. I have stuff I've done up in Orange County, and I go out to Riverhead on occasion, so I got a little bit of an area too. But you know, we do have other places that are further away that other people go to. Here we go, a parking spot.
Does your company have any other facilities, or just the one in LIC?
Okay, I'm here. I will talk to you in a bit. But you be 2ZSE.
All right, K2KNB.
Here is WB2EAV Mobile listening.
Mobile station.
station listening. This is K6 Delta Papa Zulu, Richmond Hill. Go ahead.
7B2AV, K2KND, good morning, Ed.
Sir, at least have a courtesy to say you can't talk to me, okay?
Ed, if that was you, I had the volume turned down.
That was me.
Yeah, I was confused between turning the TV volume down and the radio volume up. Anyway, how are you?
I am doing good. I'm doing good.
Ed, can you go to...
I'm glad to hear that. Feeling well? And how's your job working?
Ed, can you do...
the job's working out okay. I've told you before, the pay is lousy, the hours are worse, but it is keeping me occupied and, yes, at some level entertained. I even have a little work-related story you might appreciate.
Okay, yeah, and one thing, too, I mean, a lot of the guys there, at least at one time, were like independent contractors who picked up, you know, side work. So I wonder whether that happens to you also, where people ask if you can do a job for them.
That has not happened to me. I don't know if it does or doesn't, but I have seen no sign of it. Now, I see it more like retirement schedule. The people who used to do stuff, they're technically retired, but they really don't want to sit at home. So, either they need the pittance they pay you, or maybe they just want something to get up and get out of the house and remain engaged. Because, believe me, I ain't the only one there in that mode.
Yeah, I thought that there was a time. Now, you know, it could also be that that because they do have home services, carpenters, plumbers, I think that I guess they recommend, maybe that's part of the reason why. Maybe they don't encourage it. But listen, you could tell people you're a PE. You know, that would certainly be something that a homeowner could use, inspect houses. That's also another thing that I always thought was a decent job was inspecting houses, you know, for sale and things like that.
That is true, but I don't believe there's that much of a need on the market for that. And I don't know if it's really going through all that involves to find out that there's a glut on the market already or whatever. So I don't know. I haven't really jumped into that with both feet. I don't know. I'm also hoping maybe someday something will come along. I do get feelers. About every couple of months, I get a very active, live feeler. And all of a sudden, they decide to get somebody with hands-on experience in blank, where blank never was in the job description or the whatever interviews I had or what have you. So, which really, really bothers me. But let me tell you my little story before I get home.
All right, I'm listening.
You know, small gas engines like lawnmowers and snow throwers have magnetos. So there's no on-off switch. What they have instead is a kill switch that shorts out, you know, basically kills the magneto so you lose your spark. So in other words, the spark is basically turned on unless you're actually holding the kill switch, which is usually a momentary. In any event, I've been fixing this snowblower, and I found something that had, like, a broken wire in the kill switch circuit. And then I really get up there for that. So I tend to slap together a quick patch just now, verified it worked, and I told the department head, listen, I got the proper tools to do this elegantly at home. I'm coming back Wednesday morning. I'll bring my tools with me. I'll do it properly then, instead of this slap together patch fix I did now. And he said, oh, that'd be great. So I'm going to bring in, you know, my soldering iron, shrink wrap, and all that.
Any complaints have mags also, two of them.
Hey, so I missed the very last part of what you said. So you're bringing your tools in on Wednesday to fix it, is that it?
You know, I'll bring my soldering iron, wire strippers, solder, shrimp wrap, shrink wrap, shrink sleeping, stuff like that, some wire, terminals, and I'll do a nice, elegant fix.
Okay. So, that's what you were doing anyway, right? Major heavy-duty tool repair there. Now, it's an interesting company, but I guess when you get to that size, it's hard to offer discounts because that's so much money that would be going out. And I know the employees don't get discounts, which is kind of crazy. I wonder if they have, like, a buying day, like a friends and family kind of day there where the employees do get some kind of a discount.
In a word, well, the short answer, if they do, I haven't seen any sign of it, but it doesn't really bother me. I don't spend that much there, it would make much of a difference. And the reason they don't do it is they're worried that, some commercial outfits send thousands and thousands there, and it might be worth their bother to sneak in somebody in as minimum time as possible and use the employee discount to buy thousands of dollars worth of lumber and the like every month or so on. But in any event, I'm home. Any parting comments?
No, I forgot that you actually mentioned that as a reason why they may not give a discount. There is a validity there. Although they could control how many dollars a month you're allowed to spend. But anyway, no, that's my final comment. Have a good day. Catch you later. WB2EAV, K6KSB.
WB2EAV, K6D. Ed, can you go there? Ed, did you come? I'll try to 805. K6DPZ. Ed, did you get the message 805? Possible. Get that, Ed.
So, Richard, I'm chasing. There's a sense of many. I suspect the top are coming down the line.
Out there, K6 DPZ.
AA2ZG, listening on the
receiver. AA2ZG.
At 8:30, welcome to the W2VL repeater. Thank you. net tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL Amateur Radio Repeater System.
KD2OGB Mobile, monitoring.
At 8:30, W2VL Repeater System.
W2HL into Mike Bravo. W2HL, W2HL into MB Cord.
Hold on. I just turned my volume up. And there you were.
Oh, okay. A missile's up in here. Hi, Richard.
Would you believe you were a little noisy?
I couldn't make that out. You gotta repeat it slowly, please.
A little noisy into the repeater.
Something about Susan repeated, but I couldn't make that out. I'm not being nasty, Rich. I just can't make it out. I'm telling you.
I mean, there's nothing wrong here. It's your ear. You know, I'm just noticing into the repeater.
I don't know what you're saying. You didn't say something about noise on the repeater in my ears. It's just not clear enough, Rich. It's nothing to do with anything. It's just not clear, that's all. That I am noisy into the repeater. I seriously doubt that. So there's something happening in the repeater. It ain't me. My signal is quite good.
That could be. I really don't know. But you have a hearing problem.
No, I don't. Okay? You're not clear. You're muffled. Other people come through loud and clear. So it's not my hearing, okay? And maybe I do have a hearing problem. I don't know. But it doesn't bother me anywhere else but on your signal. I can't help that. And I can't do anything about it.
Okay, Barry. But I never have a problem with that. Just you.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, I'm here. How you doing?
The home, is home or in the car?
So I was in the car. I just came out of the car 2 seconds ago. I left the radio on and came in and see it's on. So I gave a call.
All right, very good. How are the cats?
That's where I was. I just came from the vet. Picked up medicine for Obama. It ain't cheap, either. The Sidner is giving him the medicine as we speak, right now.
What is it? Where he got cut? Is it a queen or something he takes by mouth or what?
Actually, both. Both things. Giving it to him right now. And we're going to wait until Obama is feeling better. Then we're going to go. We're not going to go. We're not leaving for South Carolina until Obama feels a little better. We don't have to, so, you know, that's what we're going to do. We'll stick around for a while.
All right. How is he feeling? Is he sick or what? I know he got into a fight with another cat.
Yeah, he doesn't know he's sick. He's fine. He runs outside. He still goes out. And he seems happy. But he's got this nasty thing on his face, and we just want that to go away, that's all.
What is it, a cut?
Yeah, it's, I don't know if it's infected or swollen. I know it's swollen. It might not be infected. I don't know. The other day I looked at it, it was not infected. But it does get swollen, so we've got to, I want the swelling to go down.
All right. M2MB, M2BO. Very good. I'm sorry he got that. It could have been anything. Another cat, a squirrel, whatever.
The vet seems to know, and he said it's definitely from another cat. He said the only time they get this is when they fight with another cat. That's what he knows.
Oh, he should know. And I hope he gets better soon.
Yeah, I asked if he got it from a squirrel, from a raccoon. He says no, from another cat. He seems to know. He says they have in their claws. They have stuff that gets the other cat sick.
All right, Barry. This happened to him once before.
Yes, it did, and he was worse the last time. So we have. I'm sure he'll be okay. But as I say, I won't leave the South Carolina until my bomb is still there, right?
Okay, you said you're flying this time, right?
No, I'm not flying. That deal fell through, and I'm glad. Because I want to go to Sam first, so I'm going to take the car. I want to give him the car. He'll switch the plates over to his local insurance place. I'll put the plates in my knapsack, and I'll bring them home.
Okay, but what are you going to do for a car?
I have a car. I told you. I have another car. I'll go out to Long Island, bring it back. It's a newer car. It's only got about 40,000 miles on it, so it's really in good shape.
Yes, you did tell me your brother-in-law.
Exactly, so I'm looking forward to it. And it's a bigger car than mine. I think Sandy could have used it more than my car, but it doesn't matter. My sister insists the car stay with me. She doesn't want me to give it to Sam or Christine or Andy or anybody. I have to keep the car, so those are the rules. I'm getting a car for free. I'm not going to argue.
Well, that's very inspiring. It's probably worth a lot of money.
I am sure it is. Probably worth about $6,000 or $7,000, maybe more, I don't know. I haven't bought a used car in a while. It's got to be worth a lot. It's in absolutely perfect shape.
Did he tell you the make and model?
Yeah, but I don't remember. When I get the car, I'll know. I think it's a Toyota.
Well, Toyota's a very good car. Had a mechanic in Whitestone, and he told me the Toyota Corolla, one of the best cars on the road.
Okay, it might be a Corolla. I don't know. when I get the call, I'll let everybody know what it is. What can I tell you? I want to put my plates on it. I got to transfer my plates over to it. I got to transfer, of course, the insurance. I'll call the insurance company and tell them I'm transferring the plates. Okay, and that'll be my car.
That's right. And who's getting the old car, Sammy?
Yeah, he needs it. He needs the car, so. Yeah, if I move to South Carolina, he'll have both cars. I'll let him use either car, don't you?
Okay. They need two cars. What has he got now?
He has one car. Christine uses it to pick the kids up from school and all that. And he needs a car to get back and forth from work. He has to walk every day a couple of miles. Because he doesn't have a car, so it's a pain in the neck. When I get there, I'm going to hand him my car, and he won't have to do that anymore. He'll be home an hour earlier every day.
That's good. That sounds like a plan.
Oh, yeah. Definitely is. So does my signal sound better now?
I'm not sure.
Okay. I don't hear anything on the receiver today. It sounds quiet. So I don't know.
There's a little noise. It may not be you. The repeater is having a problem. You know that. Eric was up there the other day looking things over.
I think he is narrowing it down to something really close to the antenna now. But I don't know. I'm not there, so I don't know.
Well, you know, if it is up at the antenna, he's not allowed to fix it. We have to, the corp has to hire back the Wiggers.
Well, yes and no. I understand they have another antenna there. Could switch to the other antenna. They got the feed line, everything is there.
That may be, but Eric is not allowed on the roof. Only a Wigger.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to go on the roof to switch antennas. That's a cable that's coming all the way down from the roof. So, I don't know. I don't know. I'll talk to him later.
All right. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, we're back at Falls here. Everything is working perfectly now. All my programs work. I liked Linux, but it wouldn't run most of my stuff. I went back to Microsoft, everything runs. And they've improved Microsoft Windows. I had one of the early versions. They made a lot of changes.
They always do. Okay, so, which brings up the other alarm lock repeater. I think it's called a DMR repeater or something. With the changes now, can you use that repeater again?
I don't know.
Okay, because you really prefer having a Limelock repeater. I know you don't want to get on some other strange repeater. So you ought to ask around and see if you can fire up the DMR connection again.
I'll give it a little time. I'm in no rush.
Okay, I don't think there's much activity there anyway.
Oh, there is. It depends. You know, when I was on Howie's repeater on Whitestone, I could use a little stubby duck on my handheld Motorola. It worked fine, but you know, it was so close.
Okay, well, I think you would use both, not one. You'd be better off if you used both of them.
Of course. I gotta put Howie's repeater into the code book. I just haven't done it yet.
I understand.
Well, I just got Microsoft working. I got all my other stuff in. I programmed up this radio for a lot of frequencies. The only thing I don't have in is the star frequency.
Okay. Yeah, D-Star. I got to get around to that, too. I don't know what's going to happen. I told you, I don't want to do this thing by mail. Blah, blah. They don't keep good track of it. I want to go to the meeting, pay my dues, and get immediate satisfaction. Then I'll tell them to put the DMR back on. If they don't, if I can't, so be it. I'll have to wait for you to come back from South Carolina.
All right, well, last time, don't know what happened. Did you put your call letters on the check? You have to do that. And they should have sent you back a membership card and a receipt.
They should have. They didn't. Yes, of course I put my call letters on the check and my name and everything. But somehow they screwed up. I don't care. It doesn't matter, Richie. The only thing I wanted for an echo thing, so I could use the phone. It's just a matter of talking to you from South Carolina. That's all it is.
Oh, I know, Barry. Alright. So what else is new?
Nothing. I'm going to leave here and I'm going to go check on my cat now, see how she's making out with him. She might need help. So let me come back in a few minutes. This is N2MB.
Okay, Barry. M2EO.
Sometimes I have to hold them and she has to put the medicine out, Cat. So I'll be back soon. M2MB.
N2ZUC Mobile listening. Thank you. JV2ORF, signing in. Does that happen frequently? What the hell is that?
Okay.
Net tonight at 8:30. Welcome to the W2VL repeater.
W2HL, listening.
Hi, W2HL. This is KD2ORF.
Yeah, how you doing? Good afternoon. Name is Howie. I'm mobile in Brooklyn. How are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm on HT. My name is Hoza Howie. I'm in Flushing, Queens.
Okay. What's your call? Was it Jose?
No. My name is First Name Howard.
I missed your first name.
Howie Howard is my first name.
Oh, really? Oh, we have the same name. Very good, Howie. What is your call sign? I missed that too. I'm sorry.
It is KD2ORF.
What is that? Is that Oscar Robert Sugar? You don't have to wait for the repeater to drop. Just wait for the courtesy tone.
Yes, Oscar Romeo Foxtrot.
Very good, okay. Very good. I'm mobile in South Brooklyn near Flatbush Avenue, just about to go over the bridge into Rockaway Beach. Sounding good. What, are you a new licensee? I know they're up to the, I think they're issuing O's around now. If so, congratulations.
Yeah, I got my license last year in December.
Oh, okay. Very good. So, cool. So what antenna are you? Just on HT. Okay, so that explains why you're not coming in that well. Little noise behind you, but 100%.
Yeah, I wasn't very active on my schedule and I don't have the HT. I never had the chance to set up an antenna as well, so that's why HT is not the best quality you can.
Yeah, that time you were not, they were mostly noise. Maybe you can put it to a better spot, the one that we were just in. What kind of radio are you using? What kind of HT? Curious.
I have two radios. I have the Yaesu VX6R, and I'm also using a Kenwood TH-74A.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, just about to go into to Rockaway Beach, the home QTH. Beautiful day today. It's 50 some odd degrees. It's really nice.
Yeah, the weather is definitely very nice. Not the past few days, but with the snow, and the weather is fluctuating like crazy. It's mad.
So, are you active on any other frequencies, repeaters?
I try to be. I've just been busy all year round, different projects to have to do. So, I try to be as active as I can.
Very good. Well, nice making your acquaintance, Howie, and always nice to talk to a namesake. So, I'm going to be almost at the destination in just a couple minutes, so you have afternoon. thanks for the contact. Have a great Thanksgiving, Howard. KD2ORF.
Definitely. Thank you, Howie. You have a great Thanksgiving, too. KD2ORF, on you.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the WQVL Amateur Radio Repeater System.
Goddamn line mark, okay? Spirit doesn't want to have anything to do with you, Richard. Insulted me. And don't insult.
Oscar Harold Zoretsky, PhD in electronic engineering, 1983, honorable PhD. You're going to insult me, you little motherfucker? You better think twice. K6 DPC clear.
KG2RY, portable, Queens, New York. KG2RY, portable.
KD2NAJ, I hear you. I'm on an HT myself.
KD2MHJ from KG2RY. It is Queens.
This is KD2NAJ over in East Meadow. I hear you. This is Frank. Who am I speaking with?
Hello, Frank. I'm speaking with Queens. And I know East Meadow pretty well. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Bad signal. Bad signal. If you hear me, I don't know what to tell you. Just, you're coming a little staticky. I'm not understanding you very well.
KG2RY portable, standing by.